Hello there. This is Sifu Perhax. I'm here with Sifu Jones. I'm also here with a very special guest that we have today. His name is John. He's actually been studying in our system for almost 10 years. And what we're going to do in this particular seminar is we're going to talk a little bit about Chi Power Plus. We're obviously going to talk a little bit about our Chi Power Inner Circle. But the reason we're doing this special presentation is because we're releasing our Chi Power Plus manual as a hard copy manual that you can now get. I mean, a lot of the people that have ordered that over the years have requested it in hard copy form. And for many years, we just didn't have the time to do it. We were working on other projects, but we finally have done it. It's a beautiful edition. I like to call it a collector's edition. But we're going to give you some really good information. We got a lot of great information with our guest, John. But I'd like to introduce onto the phone is Sifu Jones.
How's everybody going?
Awesome. And John, want to say hi?
Hi, everyone. How are you doing?
Excellent. So I'd like to start this off with Sifu Jones. Why don't you talk a little bit about the Chi Power Plus manual and how kind of how it originated, because this manual's been around for a long time. It's not like we just came up with this last week. I mean, this thing's been around. It stood the test of time. Literally, I would imagine, and matter of fact, I know for a fact, that this manual is in every continent in the entire world with the exception of maybe Antarctica, unless you know of somebody you shipped it to down in Antarctica.
Well, not actually, but yeah, it has been around for a long time. I mean, my father originally put it out in 1980, so it's been around for quite a while now, and we've literally been selling it as a course since then, and that's what we did way back when. And of course, since 1980, I mean, we've added a whole lot more to the program as we found out more better information about how this stuff works. I mean, then we added it in what we do now as an upgrade package that we add it to, and we do things like the blood washing exercise or energy packing. And we've combined a whole lot more to it to make it even a better package than what it was in 1980. But even the people that got that original package way back when, I mean, they were able to get to a higher level simply through studying the techniques that are there. And it really does show a validity to what chi energy is. Now, scientifically, we know it's subatomic particles that we're manipulating. And if you studied, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, you would learn all about that and how quirky this universe really is. But what we're showing people is through these physical manifestations of using chi energy, techniques that you can actually physically see and see a validity that there is to the chi. Like one of the things that we put out in that manual is how to put a candle out with just using your eyes or a finger to point at the candle in order to get it to go out, or move around a drinking straw. And these show a validity that there is energy actually in you, that you put off this bioelectrical energy. And of course, on our Chi Power blog, we regularly put out articles that go along the way the science is teaching now, and we show them the validity of what this is, that it is just bioelectrical energy that everybody puts off, and if you use the right techniques, you can learn to manipulate it real well. And that's kind of what John did when he first, way back when he first got into this. I mean, he got the Chi Power Plus book, and I mean, like, how long ago was that there, John?
Maybe about 10 years ago. I was about 13 when I bought it.
And you basically, what caught your eye when you first saw that there?
Well, when I was training in my martial arts back then, I was really heavy into breaking. And when I would hit, it wouldn't hurt if you messed up. So I wanted to find a way that I could, go through with no problem, but not get all the pain. So when I went looking online, I found all these websites that said they could teach you how to do it, but they were all, overly expensive. And then when I saw your program that said learn to break better and do all these other techniques, it kind of caught my interest.
Yeah, it is kind of unusual that we do show you a lot more than just the breaking. And, like, we're one of the few people that also show you how to do that select break. And, like, that's something that over the years you've kind of gotten down pretty well, and certainly gotten the breaking down really well. I mean, anybody has to do is check out YouTube or someplace like that, and they can see examples of how well you do that. And you know, you've worked with us for quite a while now, and you're really starting to hone your skills down. But how long did it take you when you first got that Chi Power book to get some of the stuff to work?
When I really trained for the first time, really trying to give it a go, I would say I got my first result within a week to a week and a half.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. And you know, even at your age, way back then, I mean, that's, you have to admit that that's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Where did you go from there? I mean, did you expect it to be as easy as it was to pick up some of the techniques that we teach?
Some of the techniques that I first looked at, like moving the straw, I tried muscling it at first. I don't know. I just thought the more pressure you try to put in, the easier it's going to go for you. And obviously that wasn't the case. So after I just kept training and not worrying about it and just, you know, training in a nice, easy manner, once I went back to it a few years later, it just started moving for me, and I didn't have to really put any effort into it at all.
That is probably one of the hardest things that people realize, that there's more than one way to do energy work. And we actually do teach both sides of the coin. We teach the Yang side through the Chi Power Plus course, and then the Yin side as you get further in and you get really good with it and you realize you don't have to muscle it. We can teach you that other side of the coin. And they do complement each other real well, because, like, if you don't see there's a validity to Qi that you can actually do some manipulation, you probably would never get into it in the first place. And even you, seeing the Yang side of it, where you actually do breaks and stuff like that, and that's what we mean by Yang, is this harder side where you do use it for breaks or in attack, you know, ways, or, you know, more of a destructive way of using Qi. And, you know, you can use it both sides. So, you know, in the memberships that we put out, our school, the Inner Circle, we actually teach the healing sides or the healing arts. And it's really amazing, like, because for the first time, you're actually learning to do breaks on the Yin side, which is really a strange thing, that you can use a totally different way of this muscling that you did to break in the first part, and now you're learning to do it in a much more advanced level now, aren't you?
Yes. One thing I've noticed with the Yin side compared to the Yang side was when I used to break Yang style, it would work. You'd still feel the pain afterwards, but when you got home afterwards, you would just feel totally wiped and want to pass out for a good couple hours. With the Yin side, afterwards, you honestly feel totally charged up. You don't feel drained whatsoever.
Which is why we, you know, after we show people a real validity on how all this stuff works, we start showing them how to relax into everything and really get on the inside, because it's really where the true power is. But you would never know it when you first get into this stuff. And certainly when I first got into martial arts, I mean, that's what I was looking for, is how to break and, you know, how could I get better and how could I get strong and not have to be worried about if I got in a fight or something. And you're... impression or your thinking in your mind is that power can only work in a particular way, and it really comes from muscle or weightlifting or someplace like that. And what we really do show them in a membership, that Qi and electricity are pretty much the same thing, and biomagnetic energy, bioelectrical energy, it all runs the same way, it all builds the same way, and if you learn to do the right attributes like we teach you, it's amazing how far you can take this stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed in the past is if you're doing the lying down meditation, which is one of the first things you learn in the course, if you're Yang trying to go into it, if you just did a Yang workout and you're going into the meditation, you could spend hours trying to get into it and not get anything done. But if you go ahead with the Yin set of mind, the Yin thinking, and you go ahead into that meditation, you can relax down within seconds.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I mean, ever since we really put this sample program that goes along with how to do these different exercises. You know, we take you right through the beginning to an end where it's not really hard to follow what we're doing. I mean, all the instructions are pretty simple, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are only maybe a couple times I needed clarification, but other than that, the book's pretty straightforward.
And the other thing is some people will think that, wow, you have to do something that's really heavy duty, or they expect it to be like some of the courses out there that, well, there's these courses out there called, Tibetan rites, you know, the five rites, and there are a set of exercises that you do, and they're quite hard to pull off, and there's a whole bunch of different types of programs out there that you really have to put an awful lot of work into the exercise even to put it off or to do it. And of course, I mean, certain exercises like that, I mean, without that much work you're putting in, you're going to get something out of it. But the cool thing about our exercises is they don't really work in a muscular way. They work much more in this electrical way, of the way your nervous system really does build up, or what we say the nerve fibers. I mean, that's really what the electrical messages that go down your body use these nerve fibers to do that with, to make any type of bodily reaction. And if you build up that electrical part of your system, it's amazing how strong your chi will suddenly be able to come out of you, I mean, in a projecting way. And it's strictly because your electrical system is so much more improved.
I remember when I first started training with the Chi Power Plus back in the day, the first day I got it, I thought to myself, okay, these exercises look real easy. The instructors must be doing it for a while, so they must have gone through a hard stage first. I'll go ahead and take the hard stage and see what I can get from it. Tried that. I got some results, but once I switched back over to the cool yin side, I got my results much faster than I would just doing it, you know, that hard yang style.
Yeah, and it almost sounds like a contradiction in terms, doesn't it? Because you
mm-hmm.
just think that it would work very similar to the way you would muscle through something on a break or something like that. And yet, what we're really telling people is this is an electrical kind of a buildup, and it really doesn't have to be done in a really hard way or a real hard style type way that a lot of people will teach you. I mean, the cool thing about this is you don't even have to have a martial art background field. You don't have to even come out of that field in order to be good at chi energy work. And a lot of people won't. They literally come into and learn our stuff, and they never were martial artists. They weren't fighters of any type. And, you know, for the people that do come in from martial arts or from other fighting skills or something like that and do learn our stuff, yeah, it will improve that. But the cool thing is you can be a total novice and learn this pretty easy, can't you?
Yeah, totally. A couple of friends of mine who I tried to get into the system, I started, you know, to help them out with the Chi Power Plus. And I noticed that, you know, once we started with them, they actually became faster than they were before they started the program. And they weren't really doing any speed training whatsoever.
That is kind of a added benefit or something that comes about unexpectedly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much have you noticed your own skills change that way from doing some of the exercises that we teach you?
I remember before I started the program, I recorded a video of myself just doing my training one day. And I was just watching how I was moving. And, you know, I was quick. I was, you know, guess what you call fluid. But when I got another video of it, maybe 6 months into the program, comparing the two videos, my second video was just so much faster and so much more fluid than the first one. So I found that the training just totally amps up your speed and, you know, makes you just so much more fluid.
And you wouldn't normally expect it. That's kind of an added benefit, isn't it? I mean, when you first went into this, you are expecting to maybe be able to break better or maybe bigger bricks or larger pieces of wood and that kind of thing. But the unexpected benefit is better coordination, better communicative skills between your brain and the rest of your body, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The other benefit I've seen too is it's been a health benefit for me.
In the way that you don't get sick as much?
Right.
Yeah, that's always another added benefit that people, you know, people that were kind of sickly, get sick 5-6 times a year or something like that. After they start doing this on a regular basis, it's amazing that they'll go down to maybe only getting sick once or twice a year. And then after they got a couple of years in, pretty soon they're not even getting sick once a year. And it's kind of cool. I mean, these are all like added benefits that we really don't go over that often, but they come right out of doing the training. And a lot of people, you know, keep with the training because they like those kind of effects.
And if I can add one thing, when I first started with the training, it was very similar to the kind of the results you got, John. I mean, I remember sparring with a friend of mine who was quite a bit younger than me, and I remember him saying, how did you get so fast? It just seems like your hands are so much faster than they were before, you know. And I mean, I don't think he really knew I was doing the chi training, but he definitely noticed it in the sparring because I was able to get in on him so much quicker. And he was like shocked. He was kind of shocked, you know what I'm saying? And this was a guy that was in great shape, totally, you know, a lot more fit than I was. And, you know, I just told him, I said, you know, it's just really the training I was doing. And I remember even commenting to you about that, Sifu Jones, and, you know, you said, yeah, that's a definite improvement, you know, in your speed. So, I mean, it's a definite advantage when you look at it from that perspective.
Well, I remember in your particular case, it was just a couple of years after really working with me and getting some of these skills down, and you took on one of these Grandmaster sparring, and it's amazing how well you did, not even being a black belt at the time. And it's, you know, I mean, how could you expect that any other way? I mean, you totally expected to get blown away by the guy because he's a Grandmaster. And what you found out is from learning some of the skills that you did is you were able to, you know, stay with him coordination-wise and skill-wise just from the training that you got from our programs, didn't you?
Yeah, in fact, when I was sparring with that guy, you know, he was so angry that I was able to get shots in on him that he literally kind of pulled me in, you know, like pull, you know, do a clinch.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you know, do you want to do this for real? Because I was embarrassing him in front of his students, which I really wasn't trying to. Of course, the guy was a jerk. But the fact is, I knew that it worked when he did that because I could see, I mean, he really had that, you know, his teeth were gritted. Do you want to do this for real? And I was just, like, really calm, and I was like, nah, I'm fine. You know, and I mean, I could just see the look in his face. He didn't know what was going on. But I was inside. I was laughing my head off because, you know, I knew it was a direct result of the chi, and hey, it works. There's no doubt about it.
And that's the difference between somebody that's really got that many years in it and that doesn't use chi or this type of energy we're teaching, and somebody that does. I mean, you didn't have anywhere near the time he had in martial arts, and yet you were able to, you know, actually speed faster than what he was, even with all that time in. And that's a direct result of energy work, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he was in total shock. Because, in fact of the matter is, the first time I sparred with him, he cleaned my clock. I mean, literally, I think he might have even broken my nose. I mean, he really went after me pretty hard. And so the second time that I went to spar with the guy, you and I talked, and I said, all right, you know, this time I'm not going to get flustered. You know, obviously he took me out of my game the first time because I didn't expect him to beat me down so bad. And, you know, that was such a big difference that he was in total shock when I did that. So it was pretty interesting. It was definitely an interesting situation for sure.
It is amazing as you start relying on what you know and the skills that we teach you, how they really bail you out of a whole lot of situations. It's really just doing things in the correct way instead of just overloading yourself, doing things in a very complex way. You don't have to be complex to do things right. You have to do them in the right way. And we know how the body works. We, you know, I mean, through science and through studying anatomy and all that, I mean, we really have figured out some really great techniques that work incredibly well. And if you build up your electrical system, it really is like having super heavy-duty speaker wires. Suddenly, the energy is going down these speaker wires, and you're getting better sound. You're getting better vibrations everywhere, and that's how this stuff works. I mean, the better sound that you get through and the better energy that goes through those speaker wires, because the speaker wires are big, and that's really what we learn to do, is teach you how to build up the nervous system, or these nerve fibers that go all through your body to send these electrical messages around. As you build up that part of you, I mean, this is the stuff that comes out of you. You suddenly got better speed. You suddenly can do things that you weren't able to do before. And if you've seen people that can do those things, this is how they got there. This is what they've done, is they build up their electrical system in order to be able to pull off some of the stuff that they pull off, isn't it?
No doubt. I mean, it is it's the secret that you hear about when people talk about it. And, you know, a lot of times it takes a little bit for us to pull these stories out, but they're absolutely true stories. And the fact is that it's not just me, but hundreds of people that have used our system that have gotten similar types of results. But even more importantly is the way we're teaching people, even in the Qi Power Plus manual, is, you know, when I looked at that manual the first time, I was just in awe, because even though it's very simplistic, because we do everything we do so we make it simple, so that it's easy to follow. There's not a lot of fluff in it. There's not a lot of filler. We're going to tell you exactly what you need to know. And to me, that was very helpful to me, and because I had read all kind of books, and I was like, this is the type of approach I like, because it's simple to the point. I could work it, and I can get the job done. But if you look at the Qi Power Plus manual, there's probably 15 to 20 or more unique methods of Qi manipulation in that manual that covers all different types of concepts, you know, everywhere from the breaking, like John, you know, locked onto. We go into the breathing. We talk about how to manipulate the energy to either repel or attract. We obviously go into that candle exercise, the organ balancing, the animal control. I mean, when you really think about it, there's a lot of information in there that until we came out with that information, you couldn't find that information anywhere. I mean, and again, I'm coming from a perspective very similar to John, in that I purchased information from you just like anybody did, and I got it, and I was wowed. I was like, this is good stuff. You know, I don't have to read a 200-page book that was written in a way that, you know, just confuses you more than enlightens you. And that's what the Qi Power Plus manual did for me, at least. And obviously, that's why I continued.
And the cool thing is, it is in a manual. It's easy to read, and we don't get complicated with how to do this stuff. I mean, here's a typical email that we get that I just got in recently. It's from a guy named Thomas, and he says, "Sifu, I got the candle out today. Yeah, that was so cool. I just got smaller and smaller, and poof, it went out. Also, the straw is being tricky for me. I mean, it fully moves, but sometimes I'm doing my yang breath, pointing at it, and concentrating on the energy emitting from my fingers to push the straw. It actually comes to me at full force, like really very fast, and vice versa. I'll do a yin breath, and it moves away from me at a surprising speed. Not at all, but sometimes. But when this does happen, it usually is way more powerful when it works the way it's supposed to. I'm also getting my PSI will to twitch and do half turns, and I'm thinking I may pick up some chimes sometime soon. Thanks for everything, Thomas." And these are typical of the emails that we get. I mean, people will regularly, you know, write us emails and say, "Okay, I've gotten to this ability with what you're teaching me, or I need a little help here or there," and we're able to just totally help them out and get them up and running with this stuff. And it really isn't as hard as they think. I mean, a lot of people expect it to be a lot harder than what it is. And what I always tell them is, really what we teach them are low aerobic impact exercises that work on their electrical system, and you don't do that in the same way as a physical education exercise where you're building up muscles. Qi energy doesn't work like that, and so you don't have to actually do it in a muscular way. You really just have to do it in this correct way that really makes the difference, and since we teach it that way, we get great results, don't we?
No doubt about it. Hey, you know, one of the things that John was telling us before, which I think is unique, you know, John obviously coming from a martial arts background, that's going to relate to a lot of people that are – listening to this, but there's probably another segment of the individuals listening to this that have no interest in the martial arts. They could care less about breaking or anything like that, but they get involved with our system because we have so many other unique techniques and methods that we can teach them. And one of those methods is really using your chi energy for emotional control, the ability to manipulate the energy that's around you so that, in essence, you control a lot of your environment. And I know, John, you were telling us about this earlier about that. Why don't you share with us a little bit about that? Because, that's such a different contrast from being able to be fast as a martial artist or break something. This is a skill that every single person on this particular information session can use in their life, every day. They could use it with their family, they could use it with their boss, or they could use it with whoever they wanted to, and it's a beneficial side effect of doing this training. So why don't you share with us a little bit about what you told us as far as that emotional content, emotional energy, and being able to control better.
All right. When I was, in my teenager years, I had my rebellion period just like every other teenager has. And I used to, constantly argue with my parents. Like, if it didn't happen once or twice a day, that was a shock. So once I really got into the chi power training, and I got my energy to get to the point where it was cool, calm, and really collected, then just by training the right way, being around the same people, I didn't have these arguments with them anymore because I was trained the right way.
And
it was actually
most people wouldn't understand that, would they? I mean, how did you finally put it together that when you realized the yang things you were doing, when you were doing these breaks, when you were trying to put all this power emphasis into something, how that led to maybe a different emotional content than what you expected? I mean, sometimes when you really get into breaking or doing things that way, it can affect you emotionally for the longest time, can it?
Mm-hmm. I think it happened to me one day. I was practicing breaking outside, and I was still doing, the yang-style breaking with, the really hard power and the really loud shout. And I go back into my house, and, I'm trying to yin out, and I'm talking to my parents, and all of a sudden they get really, defensive with me for no reason. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. What's going on? And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. What if I'm really not doing anything, but it's the energy from the yang breaking that's just rubbing off them?
And that's what you really found out was happening, wasn't it? I mean,
right.
Most people would never put that together, that the things that you do in energy work affect every part of your life, and that's kind of what we go over with people so they don't run into the same problems over and over again. I mean, as you started seeing that cause and effect relationship with what you were doing energy-wise, you made the change, and what a difference it really did make for you, isn't it?
Right. I found that not only did I, still have my energy afterwards, but just by actually breaking something yin could actually make you more yin than you were previously. And if you were getting along with someone prior to breaking, you'd still be getting along with them, but just on a much greater level than you were before.
I guess that's a good way of saying it right there. I mean, it's the difference of getting along with somebody or not getting along with them in the way that you do your energy work. And you wouldn't normally put together these cause and effect relationships that you do have with energy work, and yet, what we do is really good about showing people these cause and effect relationships. And as you saw that, I mean, it's so much easier to get along with your parents than you ever did before, isn't it?
Oh, totally. It's almost like, I know they're my parents, but I'm actually considering them like friends that I live with now rather than just my parents. We get along so well.
Exactly. And who would have ever thought that you'd be saying that, because just, a couple of years back, it was nothing but chaos, and now everything works out real smooth. And really the biggest difference that you saw there is just the way that you do your energy work and the way that you utilize the chi, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, totally. The other thing I found when I do it is I remember you constantly talk about the breathing aspect and how it's not a good idea to put the breath into the training. I started out with the breath thinking, yeah, okay, I've trained with my breath the entire time. I'm going to keep doing it. And then once I saw that effect, I'm like, you know, maybe I really should take the breaths out, and voila, it worked.
And who would have thought you could still break without breaths? I mean, that's what you really do learn is to do something like a select break, it takes more than just a breath. It takes literally more information. And as you started seeing that, I mean, this is something that you started actually learning to pull off too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The first time that actually happened, I was outside training with a friend of mine, and I just thought to myself, you know, I'm going to try to hit this, you know, not really trying to break it, but just, you know, really in. And since I've been doing the training, I really just went up and not really hit it, almost kind of tapped it, and it just collapsed under my hand. And my friend was just freaked out for about 5 minutes or so.
Now, explain to people what a select break is that some people probably wouldn't understand what that is even.
Okay, a select break is when you have multiple things you're going to break. Let's say you're going to have 3 or 4 bricks that you're going to break, and you strike the top brick. You leave that brick totally, you know, untouched, unharmed. But the bricks below it, either, you know, the bottom one or the middle ones or just one brick in the stack, is the only brick to that brick. The top brick is usually the one that stays intact, and whatever is below it is, you know, put in half.
Right, and it's why they call it select break is because you're selecting the actual place that you want to break, and then you're saying, okay, I'm going to break it here, and that's what a select break is. And for most people, that would be incredibly hard to be so selective or that precise with a strike or a break, and that's what you can learn with energy works. And it's not necessarily an easy thing to do that people will be able to pull off right away, but as they understand how chi energy works, you can do all sorts of things, can't you?
Oh, yeah, totally. I remember after I started select breaking and I really got it down, I would just, you know, take a stack, not even set up, just, you know, go and kind of hit it and kind of break the one I wanted. You know, at first it wasn't precise, but it got better. But after select breaking, the ability to hone your energy down, just in any of the skills that you're using, the select breaking will just totally enhance whatever you're going to do.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, as you get concepts of energy down where you can actually start performing at the levels we're talking about, it's quite amazing. I mean, your confidence level go up, and you just feel like there's possibilities everywhere. And, you know, the more you don't get things to work, the more you don't really even feel good about yourself. So, you know, what I want to tell people is these aren't hard things to do if they, you know, go about them in the right way. If they go about them like you did in the beginning and just expect that, you know, they'll work like we're saying they will, you'll get what you expect. I mean, that's really what we're trying to teach people is, like, we've been doing this for so many years that we really do know how to do it really well. I mean, after 40 years, you get really good at different types of techniques when you've done them every day, practically. And that's what we do is we've done this stuff so fanatical for so long that we figured out a lot of the secrets that go along with energy work, and we're now passing them on to people so that they can get this stuff up and working too.
Yeah, there's really no question about that. And in fact, with this, the release of this, of the Chi Power Plus manual, we're also including with that hard copy of the Chi Power Plus, we're going to include a very special report that we did about a year ago, actually a little bit less than a year ago, called The Master Secrets of Qi Gong and Chi Power. And in this report, we really got a lot of scientific information that we could use in detailing out to individuals about our Chi Power inner circle. So one of the nice things about this special report is not only would it showcase what we teach in our inner circle program, but we also give you valid examples through science of some of the concepts that we teach. So as you go through that special report, you're going to see we're not just making these things up. We're not, you know, it's not something that we're just, you know, talking about. These are things that are being proven on a daily basis in the scientific community, And that's one of the things that we've always attempted to do. And I got to tell you, I'm not very scientific myself, but we've got some individuals that we work with in the system, and I know you're far more scientific-minded than I am, Sifu Jones, but the fact is we've always attempted to explain to people how things are working so that it's not just some mystical type of scenario. And I can tell you this, that one report, at least from the way I read it, probably has more valid information than probably 90% of the Qigong books that are out there, and I've read just about every one that's out there. And that's an added bonus that we're including with the Qi Power Plus manual.
And the reason why we do that is we want people to have the best side effects possible when doing type of energy work, and most people aren't even aware that you would get side effects or that side effects could be bad or good. And that's what we're trying to explain to them, that, yeah, there can be all sorts of side effects to energy work. And what we try to show people is how to get the best side effects out of them and explain that, you know, doing it in certain ways will cause bad side effects. And there's a lot of bad methods out there that we certainly went through and that are still in, you know, they're still being taught every day type of thing that will run you right into brick walls that would hurt. And you'll actually have physical pain from doing energy exercises the wrong way. Well, we show you how to do them the right way. And if you do this on a regular basis, you get really good at this stuff.
No doubt about it. So, hey, John, as far now, you've obviously told us a little bit about your experience with Qi Power Plus, and so you really started training with our system way back when, before we even had even a thought of doing an inner circle, and then you basically migrated into the inner circle. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and what interested you in taking it to the next level, and also once you did take that step, what you found in the inner circle that was actually able to help you get even better at what you're doing.
All right. When I first started my training, I bought the Qi Power, the online package for the Qi Power Plus. I was only like 13. I had a job, so I wasn't really making a whole lot. I couldn't really afford the entire package at that time. So I started working with the Qi Power Plus, and I got my results, and it was, you know, really interesting, really cool. But then, you know, I had to take a break from it just because I was doing it the wrong way and kind of hurt myself. Got to college and got enough to order the entire package finally. I tried out the advanced DVD that you guys put out. The energy I got from that was just enormous to what I had felt before. Kept training with it. My energy kept getting bigger and bigger. My skills, you know, they improved a little bit, you know, day by day, nothing dramatic each day. But once you release the inner circle, that's, you know, that gave me the real motivation I needed to keep going with it. And through the training that I've got from you and Sifu Jones, it's drastically improved the amount of energy I have and what I can do with it.
Now, what is the biggest thing that you notice between, let's say, just a course that you buy, a book or a video, or the difference between that and, say, like what we're doing with our school?
I found that I can go to, like, a Barnes & Noble or a Borders and buy a Qigong book, read through it, and it doesn't really tell me what I need to do. It really just tells me the history and what they do, but it's not very specific. It just says this is done. And, you know, it uses really complex terms, complex methods of getting around from one point to another, and it's just confusing. Whereas when I've used the Qi Power Plus and the Advanced Qi DVD, you've gone ahead and broken down each step into really, really small steps, showing us exactly what has to be done. I remember, Sifu Perhacs, you're actually on the video showing the exact move of what you have to do and telling us what state we need to be in. Like, you know, we should be in a good state of mind when we do it, and just giving us all the information we need. And if there's ever been any discrepancy on the tape, which I really haven't come upon, you know, we've always been allowed to call either you or Sifu Jones.
And basically get an answer, I mean, either through an email or, you know, through a phone call or someplace like that. You would get a hold of us, and we would go over so you don't get things wrong. And, I mean, probably the biggest difference you saw, too, is the amount of information that we did break down for you. I mean, we get really specific about everything, don't we?
Oh, yeah, totally. I remember reading through one of the first exercises that I was learning. I was looking through it, and, you know, I thought I had it down, and, you know, I tried it out, and I got those, I got the good side effects. And then when I actually called you, Sifu, perhaps, about it, I want to say that was maybe 3 years ago, about this specific exercise, you actually helped me in getting it down to where it should be. And after that, the feelings just went through the roof, and the emotional feelings I got from it were great.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, as you get more information about, let's say, a particular exercise, and that's what we really try to explain to everybody in our membership, is that we'll break it down so much that to tell you that, okay, that particular thing you're doing with your body with that exercise is doing this. And we specifically break it out as like, this is how it's going to affect you emotionally, this is how it's going to affect you physically, and this is what you can expect in a few months of doing that particular exercise, and tell you the side effects that you're going to get, either good or bad, depending on the way that you do that exercise. And nobody really does that. And that's why a lot of times people won't get as good as they could get, because they have to make all that stuff up on their own. They don't really know what to look for. And what we do is try to show you exactly the way it is, and you can't mess up this way. You are going to get better from doing it in a very specific, precise way like we're showing.
And that's again, you know, comes back to the fact that our whole, you know, modus operandi, so to speak, is simplicity. And to explain things in real-world terms, in terms that people could understand, so that even if somebody's studying with us that's, you know, a teenager, or whether they're, you know, in their 70s or 80s or whatever, they're still going to be able to pick up that information and utilize it, and it's not going to be something that they have to think about that much and say, well, did they mean this or did they mean that? I mean, I think we go almost overboard in letting people know the right way to do it, because we want to make sure they get the absolute best results. And that's really, I think, the difference between what we're teaching and others are teaching, and we're given valid techniques that will work, and we show it from so many different angles that, you know, it makes it easier for somebody to grasp it. And I think that's been a concept that you started way back when, you and your father, when you created the Chi Power Plus, and I think we've extended that into our Chi Power Inner Circle, as well as the now the closed system that we have that comes right behind the Inner Circle. So,
well, probably the biggest thing that I see that is different with our stuff than other people's stuff is that we are really that specific about things, and we want you to have physical sensations that you can see that you're getting better. I mean, one of the reasons why we put out that Chi Power Palm Test is so that they can feel their Chi for the first time and use that as a guide, so that when they're doing our exercises for a while, they check back, they check their Chi Palm Test, and they can see a noticeable pickup of energy. I mean, that's a very valid way of testing whether you're improving or not. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we incorporate that right into some of the exercises, so you know that you're getting better, and it's, you know, you can physically tell it and mentally tell the difference. And that's really what like separates us out of some of the stuff that you may be doing for weeks and weeks, and you think, well, am I even getting any better? Am I doing anything? And you don't have to do that with our program. You know where you stand with our program, don't you?
No question about it. In fact, that's why we've got so many views on our YouTube video of me doing the Chi Palm Test, which I really did on a lark. But I think the reason why people relate to that video is because they can try out that palm test immediately. And of course, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen that video, if you know obviously you sign up for our list, you've obviously got signed up on the list, you're going to run into that video eventually, and that video is really a great starting point where you can actually start to feel the Chi for yourself. It's not like you have to dream something up. I mean, you'll literally feel it, and if you relax down enough, you'll be able to feel my Chi over the video, which I know a lot of people will say that's crazy, but I can't tell you how many people send us emails all the time off of that video and say, I felt the Chi.
Well, yeah, we literally get hundreds of emails about that particular video, and, you know, for people who felt Chi for the first time and thought, wow, this stuff really is wild. You know, how does it work? And we try to really explain it in also a scientific way, that, you know, they really have found out through quantum physics, quantum mechanics. If you go far enough in science, you won't see that it's that hard of a, you know, thing to follow. I mean, what they're finding in science is the world is a lot stranger than what we first thought, and the subatomic particles work in quirky ways, but if you get down some of the gist of the cause and effect relationships between how this stuff works, we can get you to a pretty high level, can't we?
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, John, you also you've graduated the inner circle. You're in the closed system now. We're going to kind of wrap things up, but if you could just share a little bit about what you see as a value jumping from the inner circle into the closed system, and kind of maybe some of the things that, you know, interested you about taking that next step, because, you know, we're going to ramp up, obviously, the training going from the inner circle to the closed system and so on and so forth. But what do you see as a major, let's say, aha, since you've been in the closed system as well?
Well, when I was getting ready to leave the inner circle and go to the closed system, one thing I found was, you know, you got a lot more specific as you went on with the exercises, really trying to emphasize being specific rather than just getting the exercise done. And then when we got into the closed system, the whole point about being specific actually came out. Doing the exercise with, you know, as being as specific as you can will get you the most results, whereas just doing the exercises just to do them is going to get you, it will get your results, but not as much as, you know, being as specific as you can be.
It really is that ability to stop disassociating like everybody will do with any type of exercise that they do in a prolonged way. I mean, pretty soon you disassociate from it, but what we'll show you are these exercises that if you focus and concentrate in the right way, you can do some amazing things.
No question about it. And I think that is, I mean, I know with my training, that has been the difference. And for those of you that are listening, you know, really listen to what John's saying there. We're going to teach you how to specifically conjure up the techniques, the methods, the strategies to keep your chi growing from, you know, month to month, year to year as you're in the system. And again, it all starts with the Chi Power Plus manual, getting started there, and then obviously moving through into the inner circle and then into the closed system. So we've really got a really good roadmap for somebody. Depending upon how far they want to go, how serious they want to get with it, we really can allow you to take it to whatever level you want to go to, starting at that beginner level with the Chi Power Plus manual, which obviously we are talking about because of the fact that we just produced it in hard copy format, and obviously taking it to the next level, which is the inner circle, and then going into the closed system after that. And we've set up a pretty good pathway for anyone that wants to learn these techniques and become a professional at it. You know, the roadmap is there. You just have to follow it. We've set it in place. Obviously, individuals like John, who are working towards becoming one of our certified instructors, is going through that process as well as many other people are. And we just wanted to spend some time sharing a little background about Chi Power Plus, but also getting some feedback from an individual like John, who's been training with our system for quite some time, started out as a young man, a teenager, and is now moving it into, now he's in his getting close to his mid-20s. And the fact is, he's seeing gains on an ongoing basis. And that's really what we want to let you know, is that if that's what you're looking for, this is just a fantastic place to start. And that I know Sifu Jones and myself, our main goal is to educate people. And that's why we do seminars like this, is obviously to give you some education and some concepts that you can wrap your head around and say, hey, that makes sense. And then obviously, if you want to take the next step, we've got a great curriculum that you can jump into it really at any level and take it as far as you want to take it. Anything else that either one of you gentlemen would like to add as we get ready to close?
The main thing I want to add is you can't equate what we're teaching people to something like Reiki or Prana or some of the other types of energy work type methods out there. We take this to such a higher level than you can go with those type of methods. I mean, those type of methods plateau very quickly, and they don't go to a very high level. We can actually take people to a very high level because we understand how the body works with chi energy, and it won't take long. I mean, people who start checking us out, they usually won't stay in it for the long haul once they see what we're actually teaching. And if they get into it, it won't take them long. It won't take us long to show them what's up with chi energy. And they'll actually get it up and working for themselves here in a fairly short time, especially if you can compare it to some of the other methods out there.
Great, great. How about you, John? Any last words you'd like to say before we close this off?
Just honestly that if you're thinking about the program and you're not sure, it's totally worth it if you're willing to put in the flight time.
Excellent. I think you summed it up pretty good. We've enjoyed sharing this information with everyone. And, of course, if you have any questions or comments, please contact our support desk, and we'll get those questions answered. A lot of times what we like to do is when we get your question is maybe do another information session like this and get maybe a couple different questions answered. So if you do have a question that we haven't already answered at some point, we'll certainly do that. Like I said before, our goal is to really get you answers to questions that you maybe couldn't get answered anywhere else. And again, we've enjoyed sharing this information. And with that, I think we'll sign off.
The last thing I wanted to say is for people who want and don't get enough of this type of stuff, that they really do want more and more information if they can get it, check out our blog, www.chipower.com/blog, and there's all sorts of information there that they can go. And if they go into the archives, they'll just be amazed at how much information we've put out over the last year or so. And it's there available for free that they can check out, and there's scientific references and all that kind of stuff, and it really is quite helpful, isn't it?
Excellent point. With that, I think we're good.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Excellent. Have a great day, everyone.
Sure.
Thanks, John. John.
How'd that go, Al?